Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, August 27th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Milwaukee Brewers had a chance to stretch their lead in the National League Central Division race, for they took to the field knowing that St. Louis had lost, but Brewers couldn't take advantage. They fall to the Padres in San Diego 4-1. Managed only 5 hits in this game. Scooter Gennett with an RBI double in the fourth, the only offense for the Brewers. Meanwhile, Jimmy Nelson took the loss. He's now 2-5. He went 5 innings, gave up 4 runs, only 2 of them earned. Solo home run from Abraham Almonte in the first inning. Nelson then gave up 3 runs in the third. Brewers had no answer for Tyson Ross, the ace of the Padres staff, his 13th consecutive quality start, and Ross said he had the off-speed stuff working.
I had good action on my sinker. That helped out a lot, and then I had a good feel for my breaking ball. You know, that's gotten away from me a little bit in the last couple starts, but I kind of found it tonight, and having Renee back behind the plate throwing everyone out was also key.
Yeah, Brewers ran into a couple of outs in that fourth inning. Could have been a big inning, and that's what Jimmy Nelson says got me in trouble in the third.
I have the ability to get a jam in that inning that kind of blew up on us. And so I execute a few pitches there. We're out of it with minimal damage, and that's a job as a starter, is to minimize damage. And, I just got to do a better job of that next time.
Brewers now 73-59, remain a game and a half up in the division race. They'll send Yovani Gallardo to the mound in the rubber game of the series on Wednesday night at Petco. Pirates knocked off the Cardinals 5-2, giving the Brewers a little help, and Ike Davis was the hero. A pinch hit, 3-run home run in the bottom of the eighth.
I knew that, we gave us gave Mark a chance to, get a 3-run save instead of maybe, maybe if I bloop it in there, we get 1 run, and they can, Cardinals are a pretty good team, so 1 run's never safe. 3 is a little easier.
Pirates stay 6 games back of the Brewers in the division race. Phillies beat the Nationals 4-3. It was the Mets 3, the Braves 2. Cubs shut out the Cincinnati Reds 3-0. Dodgers over the Diamondbacks 9-5. And San Francisco beat Colorado 3-0. Madison Bumgarner was perfect through the first 7 innings. Justin Morneau led off the 8th with a double, but that was it. Bumgarner, a complete game, 1 hitter, 1 batter over the minimum with 13 strikeouts. Talk about a gem.
It's an amazing accomplishment, when it comes down to it, we're trying to win games, and that's it. It's not about yourself, it's about your teammates and winning games and championships.
San Francisco is where the Brewers are headed after the San Diego series. In the American League, Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 4-2. Orioles now lead the East by 7 games. Boston and Toronto scored 10 runs in the 11th inning alone. Red Sox with 7. The Jays answered with 3. Boston wins at 11-7. Tigers beat the Yankees 5-2. Rick Porcello with his 15th win. Cleveland beat the White Sox 8-6 in 10 innings. Zach Walters, a 2-run home run in the top of the 10th. It was Kansas City 2. Minnesota 1. Alex Gordon, a walk-off 2-run home run for the Royals. Houston beat Oakland 4-2. Chris Carter with his 32nd of the year for the Astros. And Seattle beat Texas 5-0. Angels beat the Marlins 8-2. Minor League Baseball. Timber Rattlers over Beloit 6-2. Barrett Aston went 6 innings, allowed a run on 3 hits. Rattlers now with a 2.5 game lead for that second and final wild card spot in the second half of the Midwest League season, which just has 6 games left to go. Burlington coming into Fox City Stadium to open a series on Wednesday night. Green Bay Packers reached their roster limit of 75 players by putting 6 players on injured reserve. B.J. Raji, Don Barclay, Jared Abradaris, Joe Thomas, Rajon Neal, and Andrew Tiller. Packers also reached an injury settlement and waived tight end Colt Laiurla. Packers close out the preseason on Thursday night hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. And head coach Mike McCarthy still can't say how many roster spots are up for grabs.
To me, we have 63 opportunities that are available. So it's the way we've always gone about it. It's great. It's up from 61 to 63. For the men that are not here, there's definitely an opportunity to maybe work again in the future. So it's always been my approach. So we're gonna make sure everybody gets an opportunity Thursday night against Kansas City to show what they got.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the New England Patriots have traded Logan Mankins, a veteran Pro Bowl performer, to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for tight end Tim Wright and a conditional draft choice. Seattle Seahawks and head coach Pete Carroll have been fined by the NFL for violating off-season no-contact rules. Aside from the check they'll have to write to NFL charities, Seahawks will lose two mini-camp practices in 2015. College football opening weekend is here, and the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to travel to Houston to meet LSU. Number 14 against number 13. Badger coach Gary Anderson knows exactly what he's getting into.
We know the quality of opponent. All you got to do is flip on the tape and you'll get it. They're very well coached. They play the game hard. Their fundamentals and techniques are very, very sound, and they adjust well on game day. So, you know, it shouldn't matter who we're playing, but we know that if you're able to get a victory against LSU, you're clearly got a victory against one of the best teams in college football year in and year out.
Got some basketball news. The trade is now complete. Cleveland Cavaliers, along with Philadelphia and Minnesota, make the deal that sends Kevin Love from the Timberwolves to the Cavaliers, and he's anxious to team up with LeBron James.
Learning from him and getting on the floor with him and just picking his brain is going to be, you know, big for each and every one of us, not even, you know, player-wise, but off the court as well throughout the organization.
Milwaukee Bucks organization busy. They signed their second-round draft choice, Damian English, and they've also made a deal, sending Carlos Delfino, Miroslav Radulgica, and a second-round pick to the Los Angeles Clippers for veteran forward Jared Dudley. Bucks also going to get a conditional first-round pick in 2017. The USA men's national basketball team, a 101-71 winner over Slovenia, their final tune-up before the FIBA World Cup begins. The U.S. will open against Finland on Saturday. College basketball, the Green Bay Phoenix, a late recruit. 6'9 forward, Kerem Kantner has signed to play for the Phoenix. Comes from the IMG Academy in Florida. He's a native of Turkey, has an older brother playing with the Utah Jazz. The U.S. Open Tennis Championships, Serena Williams, the top seed, a 6'3", 6'1", winner over teenager Taylor Townsend. Speaking of teens, 15-year-old CeCe Bellis of the U.S. upsets Australian Open runner-up Dominika Cibulkova to become the youngest player to win a match at the Open since Anna Kournikova was a teen in 1996. On the men's side, Roger Federer and top U.S. seed John Isner advance into round two. The NASCAR Nationwide Series has announced its schedule for 2015, and their annual race at Road America is moving from June to late August next year. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.